Noon, ladies and gentlemen, being conscious of the time, let me be rather brief. First of all, let me underline that Sweden fully aligns itself with the donor statement delivered earlier today by our donor coordinator, the Netherlands. Sweden considers ITC as one of our most important partners in the important work done in the context of Aid for Trade. Our engagement is also reflected as Sweden is being one of the top donors to the ITC. Furthermore, Sweden appreciates the excellent regular dialogue and cooperation with ITC, multilaterally as well as bilaterally, highlighted also by the Executive Director's recent visit to Stockholm to discuss pertinent matters related to Aid for Trade issues. ITC work plays a vital part to attain the Sustainable Development Goals and the 2030 Agenda. ITC's work is today perhaps more relevant than ever in the light of the COVID-19 pandemic and its negative effects on the vulnerable populations all over the world, as well as the backdrop of the effects of the looming climate crisis affecting us all. The pandemic highlighted the need for flexibility and ability for ITC to reprogram its work in order to deliver on its mandate. Sweden, being the largest supporter of regular budgetary funding, would welcome more donors to provide support to Windows 1, enabling ITC to adapt to any changing circumstances, such as the pandemic, as well as being able to meet any unforeseen challenges for ITC and its beneficiaries in the future. To conclude, Sweden highly value the work of ITC and is very much looking forward to continuing our excellent cooperation with ITC. Chair, I thank you.